Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So we got you, all right, don't panic. I'm sure many of you guys woke up this morning, you went on social media, and you found out that you might have goofed because yesterday was National Girlfriends Day. I don't know why. I didn't make the holiday, okay? I think it's a bad idea. I mean, I think people get into enough trouble with Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, I think, has been the biggest cluster of a holiday. The average person really can't stand that holiday because it just puts them into trouble, you know? Your relationship's going great. The last thing you need is to realize that whatever bouquet of flowers or candy or teddy bear paled in comparison to somebody else's at work, and then your girlfriend's embarrassed and has to shove it under her desk. So, you know, I get you, but if I could just, you know, relax a little bit, I think National Girlfriend Day has to do with girls being friends. I don't think, is it the onus is on, I don't like the word onus because it sounds like anus. Let me double, I don't think the onus is on you. I really have to make sure if that's the right word. Hold on a second. What is onus? Hold on a second. Okay. I don't use those big words. I was at a conference this week and they were using some big words and I was like, man, I need to speak bigger. The onus is when's due to your responsibility. You see what I mean? You see, I learned a new word, onus. Okay. Looks like anus, but there's a different vowel, so it's onus. So National Girlfriend Day. Okay, let me see. We got some history here. I love history. Okay. I believe this has to do with girls being friends with girls. All right. Apparently, Mistress Susan runs a luxury website. She said she created and celebrated the date in 2004 as a chance for gal pals to express gratitude to each other. Apparently, the Edinburgh Seven was a group of female friends who fought to become the first woman to go to medical school in the UK in the 1860s. Very cool. I could see my friends be like, all right, let Dahlia into medical school. And the school's like, are you kidding me? I could just see back then the 1800s. And my friends are like, honestly, please get her away from us. Just put her in school, okay? You know, because she bugs us. She goes after our boyfriends. Keep her in school. So I could really see how my friends back in the 1800s could probably really kind of push for me to go to medical school. So anyway, despite studying medicine at Edinburgh University, they were barred from graduating and becoming doctors. Oh, hell no. So their determination put women's rights on the national agenda, led to laws in 1876, so women could study medicine, and the Edinburgh Seven paved the way for female doctors. At the same time, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton were forming a friendship that was going to become revolutionary. These two were the founders of the women's rights movements in the U.S., and this later pushed for women's suffrage. Well, white woman suffrage in the beginning. So the two initially met in 1851, and then it was 1869 when they formed the National Women Suffrage Association. Now, this is from nationaltoday.com. So, and then you have the Rockford Peaches, and so apparently what they're trying to say is when girls get together, okay, they make stuff happen. So this is a day, it was August 1, so you guys, we kind of messed up, all of us, right? It was August 1, it was a Sunday, I was busy, anyway. It's a day to kind of remind us that sisterhood could be cool. So all you people out there that have a girlfriend that think you screwed up, you did it. Now, this is where it gets tricky, okay? Somebody is going to misinterpret the holiday and start hashtagging National Girlfriends Day and showing all these Valentine's gifts their boyfriend gave them, and now you're screwed. So we do need to do some, you know, some band-aiding, like super fast. So what you need to do, okay, number one, is you need to tell her every day is girlfriend day, you know, for me and you, because I, you know, think you're the bomb or whatever you have to say, okay? I love you. Maybe even throw the love word if you haven't said it yet and you do. Okay, don't be holding that sucker back. Girls like to hear it. Okay, number two, you could say, you know, what I want to do is so much more for you than, you know, what these people, I was looking for ideas. And honestly, people are giving chocolates and candy. You deserve way more than that. So what I want to do is I want to celebrate by taking you away for the weekend. Okay, now that, you see, you can't hashtag that until the weekend happens. So you could say, I've been planning this fantastic trip for you, right? You know, so we just celebrate all about you. Then you don't get in trouble for not buying her a teddy bear or not buying her a piece of chocolate or whatever the heck, you know? And then you might have, some of you are married, and they're like, wait a second, this is girlfriend's day. Do you have a girlfriend on the side? Is that why I didn't see you? My husband's out of town. Well, he comes back today. So, I mean, he might have celebrated National Girlfriend's Day. And then I can't really fault him for not celebrating if he has a girlfriend, but he doesn't. So, if you're married, don't even bring it up. Because the fact that you know that there's a National Girlfriend Day, right, your wife might be like, say what? How? Girlfriend? What? So don't even go there. Don't even go there, okay? So just to recap, National Girlfriends Day are us girl peeps, right? Showing our girl peeps love, which I think we all forgot to do, which is okay, right? Doesn't have to be a secondary Valentine's. By the way, guys, Valentine's Day, you got 6 months and 12 days to I know, 6 months and 12 days to plan the next Valentine's Day. So either break up, you know, or just start planning now because it's apparently so big. Okay, when we come back, we got to give you guys the latest on the COVID numbers. Simone Biles is going to be competing. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to take your questions and your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit ibm.com/research.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter as Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Dr. Fauci has predicted that there's going to be more pain and suffering as a result of the COVID pandemic. Yeah, this has been pretty painful as it is. Sadly, the cases have skyrocketed, and we've been seeing that. The hospitalizations are up. We've seen breakthrough cases, multiple breakthrough cases in those who have been vaccinated. So right now, the big cluster that be is we have still a pandemic. We have a variant that seems to be a lot more contagious, possibly stronger than previous variants in terms of lethality. We have younger individuals getting more sick, 35-year-olds, 20-year-olds. whereas we didn't see that last time. We're seeing people who have been vaccinated getting ill, some of them hospitalized and dying as well. Not as many as unvaccinated, but nevertheless, vaccinated individuals can die from this as well. And then we have still, right, no N95 respirators for people, just, you know, crappy masks that are being now mandated in multiple areas, as well as, you know, CDC bringing back the masks, especially in the hot spots for indoor people use, and vaccinated or not, and people clamoring, you know, crying for a booster. They are, you know, crying out, going, well, where's our booster? Or where is our follow-up vaccine for the new variants? Now, I keep hearing people interchange the wrong terms, okay? A booster is a boost of something you currently have. So all these booster shots you guys are that you're hearing in the news is a continued, it's the same vaccine you got, but a third dose. As opposed to a brand new, spanking new mRNA designed vaccine for the new variants. Now, some of you are like, well, where the hell is that? Well, the reason why, yeah, nobody's even kidding. People are pretty frustrated, I'm telling you right now. So, the reason why we don't have a variant vaccine yet is because which variant are we doing? Are we doing an alpha variant? A beta variant? Alpha was UK, beta, South Africa, a gamma variant from Rio, lambda variant from South America, Chile, delta variant originating in India, epsilon variant that we originate in California. We have all sorts of variants all over the place. Which variant are we doing? If you guys remember, when we had the pandemic and then we started to face a huge spike of the UK alpha variant, people were saying, well, where's that vaccine? Where's the alpha variant vaccine? Well, by the time we even started to consider that, the alpha variant was already going down. So the problem with making just specific variant-specific vaccines is by the time we get it made, by the time we get it tested, because you have to test it, by the time you get emergency FDA approval, the variant's gone and there's a new variant in town. So that's why when Pfizer and Moderna, you know, have been talking about boosters, they're like, is the shot we originally made to the wild type good enough? And that might actually be safer to use as that third shot, because it might, the design of which might be more comprehensive for any future variant. Does that make sense? No, it still doesn't make sense, all right? The booster is just a repeat of the shot you got earlier in the year. Now, we think it might be enough to protect you against the current variants and any future variants. Then why? Some people are like, why do we need a booster? You said just to get the two shots. What's the point? Well, the point is it might not have that immunity that is there for you long term, like your tetanus shot. How often do you guys have to get a tetanus vaccine? 10 years. You guys don't listen to the show, do you? I'm going to give you a pop quiz. This is ridiculous. I'm going to give you a pop quiz. Okay, every 10 years you need a tetanus booster. Why? Because your immunity wanes. So for COVID, we think that maybe your immunity might wane 6 months to a year after the shot. We don't know because we've only had the vaccines for under a year. So Fauci here, let me see if I could get his direct quote, which is, he goes, so we're looking not, I believe, to lockdown. Oh, they better not. If they even consider lockdown, I'm going to raise holy hell. But we're looking to some pain and suffering in the future because we're seeing the cases go up, Fauci says, which is the reason why we keep saying over and over again, the solution is to get to this is getting vaccinated, and this would not be happening. All right, so here's the thing. I'm pro-vaccine. I think the vaccine is helping. I think the vaccine is preventing a lot of deaths. But vaccinated individuals are still spreading the virus. And so I want this COVID pandemic to end, but we need to change our verbiage. It's not verbiage, it's verbiage. I saw that because I had a spell check. Yeah, there's an I in there. So it's pronounced verbiage. You guys might say verbiage, but I have to remember there's an I in there, otherwise I misspell it. So when you hear public health officials say, guys, if you get vaccinated, we'll be done with this pandemic. We'll be done. You won't spread it. You won't need the masks. Look at what happened. A few months later, it was, okay, wait a second. You still have to wear the masks. You could still spread the virus. And I'll tell you about the Massachusetts study in a little bit. So they need to change the way they're wording it because you're really losing people. And people are like, okay, it's like the boy who cried wolf. Well, not entirely. What the government should have said and public officials should have said is, look, guys, all right, you're going to get vaccinated. It's not going to be 100%. 95% chance of keeping you out of the hospital and dying, right? Still 5% chance of you being hospitalized and dying. And I think those numbers are actually even better than what we're seeing. We're still seeing people die. We're still seeing people hospitalized. But I think we might only be at the 5% mark. We just aren't getting those numbers in yet. And so I think we're doing way better than what Pfizer and Moderna said their vaccines would do. But they should have said, look, guys, all right, we want you to get the vaccine. We want you to wear masks, but it's not going to be 100%. So don't give us crap if there's breakthrough cases. We're doing the best we can. We want to protect the most amount of people. And that's fine. The problem is once they start flirting with mandates, once they start threatening that you lose your job, now people are like, wait a second. You're telling me that I have to get vaccinated to not spread the virus when vaccinated people spread the virus anyway. In fact, they could be spreading the virus just as much as the unvaccinated. So just cut out the mandates. The government will be fine and might actually have a more successful, you know, compliance rate if they don't bring up mandates. You know, I'm not a fan of these crappy masks we're wearing, but I wear it because I think it's a barrier. But you force me to wear something that's really not even that protective, you're going to lose me. So now what's going on with President Obama? So President Obama apparently is turning 60. Happy birthday, President Obama. The problem with that is apparently he's having a big, huge bash. I think Pearl Jam is performing. Steven Spielberg's going to be there. George Clooney. I was not invited, so I have not been invited to the Barack Obama birthday party. It's going to be on Martha's Vineyard. I'd really like to know this Martha because, man, I mean, you know, she has this vineyard that all the presidents go to. I'd really like to, you know, I'd like to kind of know what kind of wine she serves because, man, nobody ever comes to the Dahlia Ranch. So he has a 7,000 square foot mansion, which is fine. He and Michelle bought it for about $12 million in 2019. It's probably going up now. And all guests are going to have to be COVID tested and vaccinated. There's even going to be a COVID coordinator. You know how there's party coordinators? Now there's COVID coordinators. A new job for those of you guys that don't have a job. And so people are kind of going, wait a second here. Right, you're turning 60 on August 4th. Happy birthday, Obama. And you're having a big bash when you have been critical about Trump. You have been critical about COVID. You know, telling us all to do our part, yet you're going to have a big party. I don't fault him for that because, I mean, when I turn 60, which may happen, I don't give a damn about it. I mean, I am going to want to party it up. And turning 60 is one of those milestones where you're like, look, I don't know how many more birthday parties I might have. And, you know, I want to celebrate life and I want to have fun. As long as he doesn't bring up mandates and as long as he doesn't, you know, get very critical, let him in his retirement have his birthday party. But if he starts coming back into the public saying no parties, you guys have to social distance, all that other stuff, then he'll be called a hypocrite. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
And Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry is opposing vaccine mandates at in-state colleges and universities, saying they violate student rights. Landry sent a letter to Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine warning of a possible lawsuit if the college doesn't amend its vaccination policy. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican of Illinois, said on Sunday that he would support the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot in issuing subpoenas to Republican members of Congress. Kinzinger told ABC's This Week that he would be in favor of issuing subpoenas to Representative Jim Jordan and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
I would support subpoenas to anybody that can shed light on that. If that's the leader, that's the leader. If it's anybody that talked to the president that can provide us that information, I want to know what the president was doing.
This is USA Radio News. Dr. Michael Boulding made an emotional plea for people in Arkansas to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He speaks with CNN's Pamela Brown about what it has been like treating unvaccinated patients as cases surge.
Literally just came from a patient's room in his 20s, and it took six people to get him in a prone position on the ventilator. And we are seeing 20 and 30-year-olds dying now from a preventable illness, and it's heartbreaking.
There is growing concern that election workers will leave their posts in droves following a 2020 presidential contest that saw an unprecedented rise in violent threats against administrators. Election workers had their homes broken into. Their private information was maliciously posted online. Some fled with their families into hiding. And nearly 9 months after Election Day, the threats persist. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, here's an update. Better Call Saul's Bob Odenkirk, you know, he played Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad. As predicted, he had a heart attack. He called it a small heart attack. I'd rather it be small than big. but he is doing well. And so he tweeted that he suffered a small heart attack last week, was grateful to his fans as well as his medical team, and he did not need surgery. So on his tweet a couple days ago, he says, "Hi, it's Bob." I'm just not used to him saying Bob, right? Because he's, you know, yeah, Saul. Anyway, he said, "Hi, it's Bob. Thank you to my family and friends who have surrounded me this week and for the outpouring of love from everyone who expressed concern and care for me. It's overwhelming. But I feel the love and it means so much. I had a small heart attack, but I'm going to be okay thanks to Rosa Estrada and the doctors who knew how to fix the blockage without surgery. Also, AMC and Sony's support and help throughout this has been next level. I'm going to take a beat to recover, but I'll be back soon." So he's 58 years old, and as you know, he was Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. He was filming the sixth and final season in New Mexico of the Better Call Saul series when he just collapsed on the set. So he was rushed to the hospital. Crew members called emergency medical services. We don't know if he needed CPR or what had happened. We don't know if he was conscious at the time. But fortunately, he got care right away, and he lived to tell about it. Having a heart attack where you could live to tell about it was pretty damn cool. But it's kind of shocking. I know the reason why, you know, a lot of people are talking about it is, one, is we love Bob Odenkirk. But two is we saw him work out 6 months ago, you know, getting ready for his role in Nobody. He keeps himself slim. You know, his fitness routine included boxing conditioning, circuit training, cardio, stunt conditioning, pull-ups. So when you see somebody who's keeping their weight down, you know, he's an actor, so he could obviously afford better food than needing to go to the 99-cent value menu. Yeah, it starts to make him a little nervous. So they originally said he had a heart-related incident. So that's why we thought it could be a heart attack, arrhythmia, an abnormal heart rhythm, or heart failure. But heart attacks, people think, how do you live through a heart attack? Well, you do if you're lucky. So a heart attack just means there was an attack on the heart. We call it myocardial infarction. Myocardium is the heart muscle. Infarction is lack of blood flow to that part of the heart. And it occurs where there's a lack of flow to a portion of the heart muscle. This can cause the heart muscle to not function properly. If that heart muscle doesn't function properly, then the heart could stop. If that heart stops, then you go into cardiac arrest. Now, many people think that you get a heart attack because you have cholesterol, and the cholesterol starts to build up, and the lumen, or the artery that's feeding the heart, because remember, your heart is an organ. Your heart pumps blood. But there's also a way for the heart to get blood itself, because the muscle needs blood, and so everything is fed by blood vessels. So people, sadly, if they have high cholesterol, can start blocking or clogging their arteries. But when you get a heart attack, it's not necessarily that you go from 60 to 70% to 80% to 90% blocked. A lot of times that's not what happens. What happens is you have these plaques of cholesterol that is causing it to narrow and be 80, 90% blocked. But then a piece breaks off. And when the plaque ruptures or breaks off, tears the lining of the vessel as it goes, or it's now floating around, your body wants to wall it off. So your body then makes a clot. You know, many of you have been kind of wondering about why some doctors have you on aspirin, or some of you are on aspirin and some of you aren't. If we think you're going to be at risk of making a clot, you're going to be on aspirin, which is a form of blood thinner, because it prevents the platelets from making that clot. So when my father died, and he died really abruptly, he had a massive heart attack that put him obviously into cardiac arrest, and nobody could even use CPR to, it just didn't bring him back. And it's because he probably had a blockage, the plaque broke off. Even though he was taking aspirin, it just wasn't enough. He told me he was taking a daily aspirin once a day. Can't ask him now, sadly, but he told me originally. And so it's that clot that forms. And once you have a clot that forms, blood can't get to the heart muscle. And if it's a major artery like the left anterior descending artery, that feeds that left ventricle, you're in trouble. So, what do we do to treat it? All right, well, what did Saul get? Well, most likely Saul, Bob Odenkirk. All right. If it's minor enough, and apparently he collapsed, which means the heart might have stopped, or the pump wasn't working, but he was still alive enough to still stay alive. The heart muscle was still alive enough. What we're going to do is first give you oxygen, because the key to staying alive is oxygen. So we're going to give you a lot of oxygen. Okay. Then what we're going to do is probably give you some aspirin. Right, because we want to start blocking those platelets, and we don't want any more clot forming. Then we're going to probably try to thin the blood, right, even more so it could get through whatever clogged arteries you do have. Then we're going to give you a medication to lower your heart rate. We don't want your heart to have to overpump, and the faster it pumps, sometimes you get some constriction of the vessels. So we're going to want to give you a medicine to relax the blood vessels, as well as slow down the heart. And then give you something like nitroglycerin that also vasodilates and opens up the arteries. Because we want those arteries opened up as much as possible without your blood pressure dropping too much. We're also going to give you some pain medication. And when I did ER, I gave you morphine. You're in pain, and when you're in pain, your heart rate's going to go up, you're going to stress, you're going to panic. Get you relaxed a little bit. Then we're going to probably eventually have you on cholesterol-lowering drugs because you're making cholesterol plaques. And then we're going to try to open up that artery. You might need surgery and the whole vessel removed and a bypass with a vessel that's not clogged, or we do angioplasty. Now, angioplasty is where we use a stent, and we have a balloon on it, around it. So the balloon is deflated. We pass that stent up through the artery to where it needs to go, and we get it through, because remember, you're blocked like 90%+. So we get that through, and then once we're there, we slowly inflate the balloon. When the balloon is inflated, it expands the stent, and now the artery stays open. Well, there's a stent, and the balloon opens up that stent, and then the balloon gets removed, and the stent is in place. So when Bob Odenkirk had a small heart attack or a mild heart attack, it means a smaller portion of the heart. That's not a silent heart attack. Silent heart attacks is where you've had lack of blood flow to the heart and you just didn't have any symptoms. Now, typical symptoms of a heart attack is chest pain, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing with activity, dizziness, syncope, where you pass out, arm pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, back pain, jaw pain. And by the way, you can have pain in the right side. You can have right-sided arm pain, right-sided shoulder pain too. Sweats, nausea, vomiting. So if you've had a heart attack before and you were told, you know, you've had a previous heart attack, and you didn't have any symptoms, then that would be silent. So for any of you that have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, obesity, inactivity, if you're a male over 40, female who's menopausal over 50, high stress, family history of heart disease, personal history of heart disease, you're short, you could be a high risk. So get to a medical provider, get yourself checked, quit smoking, stay active, keep a healthy weight. 1-877-DR-FELLY, don't go away.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm in touch with a lot of students and residents because I've been an educator ever since I left medical school myself. And then I got really close to students when I taught them at one osteopathic medical school. Fantastic students. They're just amazing. And seeing them, you know, grow up and become doctors, and they were like my little babies, and now they're all grown up. They're like, oh my God, Dave. All right. But one thing that has been a very, very big source of contention has been this push for the schools, not only the hospitals and now federal agencies, but schools, including medical schools, to mandate the vaccine. Now, many of them were very, very quick to say, you will not be allowed on campus, you will not be allowed to, you know, continue your studies, whatever, if you don't get the vaccine. And they were very, very careful with the verbiage, but basically, you got to go on campus, and you got to work in the labs, and you have to work with the professors. You know, a lot of students felt like, okay, you know, even if I'm not ready for this, I'm going to be a doctor, I'll take one for the team. But you still have a lot of students out there that are a little hesitant. And the reason why they're hesitant is because, and I hate to say it, they're good students, and they probably paid attention a lot in class and are thinking, you know, when they learn about natural immunity and, you know, all the ways to kind of, you know, improve your immunity, and then, you know, having your immune system, you know, tested, and all the things we learn in medical school starts to kind of make you go, well, wait a second, what? That mask doesn't help. You need a 95 respirator. You need a, you know, so a lot of students have said, look, this is what we learned in class. Why isn't the CDC following that? Now, because they aren't going for broke. They're going for, you know, some sort of progress. So, yeah, that's why we're supporting the vaccine. And so apparently one osteopathic school, and I don't know if more are going to be facing lawsuits, but one osteopathic school is now being threatened with a lawsuit because of allegations that they are harassing their students. And so, this is where it gets kind of tricky. Because if you're a medical school and an osteopathic school, so allopathic make the MDs, osteopathic school make the DOs, you are creating physicians that are going to be on the front line. And you as a school have liability. So if your students end up, let's say, getting COVID and dying, okay, they might have a lawsuit if a lawyer somehow convinces a jury that school was negligent. Now, I, as a medical student, I was exposed to everything in the book because you're around thousands of patients, you're doing 36-hour calls, then you're doing audition rotations in other states. I did my whole last year at UCLA, not so much at UCLA Medical Center, but a whole bunch of hospitals up and down the California coast. So you're exposed, and I would have never even thought that if I got sick with something, I would sue the school. But schools, one, want to look like that they are on the front line and supporting any public health measures, but two, they also want to protect the students. So I was not surprised that a bunch of schools raised their hands and, you know, wanted to get the media attention, say, we're mandating vaccine. Well, all right, well, but now you start to kind of look at, all right, well, what's exactly, you know, the practicality of it? So apparently Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry is opposing vaccine mandates at in-state colleges and universities, and he actually threatened Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine, located in the University of Louisiana Monroe, of a possible lawsuit if the college doesn't amend its vaccination policy. He said, as I previously stated, I intend to pursue legal action to protect the rights of Louisiana residents attending VCOM who have declared their objections to the coercive mandate to be vaccinated with an EU-approved emergency use vaccine. So many schools held off on the mandate until the vaccine was FDA-approved. But there have been a bunch of schools, including osteopathic medical schools, that said we're mandating it. Yet, like when you look at like UNLV, I think UNLV and some of the other state schools, they're like, we're going to wait till it's full FDA approved. So, you know, I understand a lot of these schools want to be quick to, you know, look, you know, show support. But sometimes you got to think it through. If it's not full-on approved, are you really allowed to mandate? And if vaccinated individuals can still spread the virus, you know, and vaccinated individuals can still get sick, can still be hospitalized, the next thing that's going to come is, are some vaccinated individuals at higher risk? Now, I don't have data on that, but the next topic that's going to be pursued in science is if we see any more vaccinated individuals die of COVID, then people are going to want to know, wait a second, would their natural immunity have done better? I'm on the side of the vaccine is going to still protect you more. But that is going to be a theory that is going to be brought up. So, apparently, he said, these complaints have included recordings of conversations with VCOM staff engaging in harassing and coercive conduct targeting students who have exercised their right to opt out of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. The medical school disputes the Attorney General's characterization of events and says it has acted in accordance with the school's health and legal obligations. VCOM said, the intention of VCOM's coronavirus vaccine policy is and always has been the safety of our students, the safety of our employees and workplace, as well as the safety of the patients being cared for by the students, faculty, and staff. Unfortunately, the policy was not accurately described in the letter, which was the first communication VCOM received from the Attorney General's office. From the beginning, VCOM has committed to remain compliant with the laws of Louisiana. So apparently, the school explained that all but three of their 300 students are vaccinated, and it does offer an exemption process for mandatory vaccines. So apparently, Landry, the Attorney General, said the school's exemption process was structured to deny the waivers. VCOM has threatened the students with costly delay or abandoning of their medical education, which is clearly intended to coerce them into being vaccinated and is not necessary to protect public health. By focusing on the small number of known students who have vigorously objected, you are missing the point that the law protects the minority view. They said complicating matters is the school's partnership arrangement with the University of Louisiana Monroe, a taxpayer-funded public school. VCOM is a Virginia-based private entity with satellite medical schools in several states, including Louisiana. They occupy space at ULM, works with the university, but is not part of it. So, you know, when a company owns multiple schools, institution owns multiple schools, and they're in multiple states. If one state is mandating it, but that school is in another state with different rules, then those state rules are supposed to supersede. So here's the thing, and this is where I don't know if the ACLU gets involved. When somebody has a choice, my body, my choice, how much does the government get involved? You know, how much can employers get involved? If we don't want employers to get involved with people's birth control choices, and we don't want the government to get involved with people's abortion choices, then where is the line where the government can be involved with vaccine choices? Well, the line is public health. So if that vaccine that that person is getting will protect the public, then the state, then public health says they have that authority. But if more and more data comes in that vaccinated individuals carry the virus too and spread it, then that's going to start to decrease that argument. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.